A cruel bloody fate, what canst thou now do more? Alas, 'tis now too late, poor Tawny to restore. Why should the flattering fates persuade that Tawny still should live? In England here or in Holland there, yet all our hopes deceive. A noble peer he was, and of notorious fame, but now he's gone, alas, a pilgrim o'er the main, the prop and pillar of our hope, the patron of our cause, the scorn and hate of church and state, the urchin of the laws. Of matchless policy was this renowned peer, the bane of monarchy, the people's hope and fear, the joy of all true Protestants, the Tory scorn and dread. But now he's gone who cursed the throne, alas, poor Tony's dead. For commonwealth he stood, pretending liberty, and for the public good would pull down monarchy. The church and state he would divorce, the holy cause to wed, and in time did hope to confound the Pope, to be himself the head. A tap inside he bore to broach all sorts of ill, for which seditious store the crowd adored him still. He spit his venom through the town with which the saints possessed, would preach and prate against church and state while he performed the rest. When any change of state or mischief was at hand, he had a working pate and devil at command. He forged a plot for which the heads of faction gave their votes, but now the plot is gone to pot, what will become of oats? Under the fair pretense of right religion law, excluding the true prince, the church would overthrow. With such religious shams he bought the rabble on his side, and for his sport the town and court in parties would divide. Now what's become of all his squinting policy, which wrought your Dagon's fall, from justice forced to flee? Old and decrepit, full of pains as he of guilt was full, he fell to fate, and now too late he leaves us to condole. Now learn ye Whigs in time by his deserved fall, to expiate his crime, ere fate revenge you all. For rights, religion, liberty are but the sham pretense, to anarchy but loyalty obeys the lawful prince.